Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Have you heard the news? You can get free Formulator Pass performances with DRF Bets. Sign up to get the best bonus in racing with a $250 deposit match and a $10 free bet, plus free Formulator Pass performances. Enjoy all the perks of using Formulator with projected odds, trainer patterns, race and horse notes, replays, and more. Never pay for past performances again. Just use the promo code WINNING when you register at drf.com/bet. That's winning at drf.com/bet. It's post time for Thoroughbred Los Angeles, the most informative and profitable hour of horse racing found anywhere. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Santa Anita. Live Thoroughbred racing is back at iconic Santa Anita Park. By the South Point Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, where the action never stops. By Daily Racing Form, exclusive past performance content provider for Thoroughbred LA. By Legacy Ranch, get your horses started right at Legacy Ranch. And by HorseBills.com, enjoy billing made easy through HorseBills.com. By the OC Tavern, satellite wagering is back in San Clemente. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association, it pays to own a cowbred. By Today's Racing Digest, a handicapping lesson in every issue. And by the Ragazin Sheets, the most effective handicapping tool available. Get the sheets. By the Gas Lamp Tavern, satellite wagering is now available in San Diego. By Los Alamitos Night Quarter Horse Racing, sometimes your best day of racing is at night. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com, selections from Southern California and key race meets across the country each racing day. And by the Derby Room at Fairplex Park in Pomona, where every horse player gets the VIP treatment. And now, here are your hosts, Bob Ike and John Lindo.
And welcome to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm Bob Ike, and I am in the home of our co-host, John Lindo. We are in the Lindo Loft, Las Vegas. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Bob. And, yeah, it's a good place to be.
Sure is. We took it in yesterday from the race book at the South Point, that great card at Saratoga. We watched the races from Santa Anita. Had a lot of fun there. It was a full house and some great racing.
And we've got our seats all. We'll be back over in the race book as soon as we're done with the show today to play the Belmont card, which is already underway. Belmont at Saratoga, I should say. And nothing like an 8.5-hour card to get your day going.
Two races in the books, John. What have we seen so far there as far as the way the tracks played? The meet started, the 5-day meet started on Wednesday. Those were the New York breds. A lot of people were saying inside speed was pretty prevalent. We've watched a couple on the main track today. Maybe it's evened out a little bit.
It looks like it's leaving out a little bit, but it has been an inside speed track. The times are very fast, not only on the main track, but the turf courses as well. both the inner turf and the Mellon turf. They're not necessarily carrying speed, but speed horses have won their share. So it's just a very fair racetrack, fast racetrack, and right now, fast and firm, there is a chance of showers later this afternoon.
And it looks like a little water is hitting right now. There's a picture of the lake there. So we're going to just have to see. I think it's going to be light, you know, hopefully thunderstorms. We'll check in with John Hardoon, who lives in the area, see what's going on. I don't think it's going to have an effect. I think the forecast got better as the week progressed.
Well, let's hope so, because it's a terrific card. A number of grade one stakes races. Obviously the Belmont goes as race 13 on the 14 race card, so we've got a long ways to get there.
So, John, we took in the races yesterday from the South Point Racebook. Had Steve Johnson doing a great job there, as always. We were a little discombobulated because when you'd hear Frank Miramati, you're expecting a Santa Anita race, and then you'd hear Pete Aiello, and you're expecting a Gulfstream race. So unless you were really kind of tuned in, things got a little confusing yesterday.
Right. Pete Aiello is subbing for Frank Miramati at Santa Anita this week because Frank is at Saratoga. And you're right. I heard Pete Aiello's voice, and then, Santa Anita's running.
That's right.
So, yeah, it was a little, you kind of get used to the names and the voices to the different tracks, and we got thrown a little curveball this week.
So conditions hopefully are going to be just fine today. John, I don't think there were really any major scratches that I went through. Did you find anything?
No, not in the body. So right now the race is clear. The Belmont Stakes is clear. The Manhattan, which goes as race 12, is clear. Same for the Metropolitan Mile and the Woody Stevens and the Jiper. All those grade one races, no late scratches as we stand right now. So, let's hope it stays that way because there's some great matchups throughout the day.
And let's recap a little bit from yesterday. They had a great card, a lot of grade one races. And let's start with the Acorn, which went as the 10th. It was the start of a big day for Mark Cassie as Counting Stars turned the tables on a couple horses that she had finished behind in the Kentucky Oaks.
Right. She was fourth in the Kentucky Oaks. Always a runner who won the Kentucky Oaks was the favorite in the race. And she got a pretty good stocking trip, made the lead turning for home. But Counting Stars, after sitting on the inside of the track where I think where you wanted to be, angled out in a Rad Ortiz and ran right past the leader, always a runner. So no excuses for anybody in that five-horse field, I thought. And I was a little surprised. I wasn't sure that Counting Stars really wanted the mile and an eighth. But she went off one easily and galloped out really, really well. A terrific win for trainer Mark Cassie.
And going to Irad Ortiz did not hurt her cause.
That didn't hurt one bit.
Then we saw the performance of the day, John, in the Ogden Phipps Nitrogen, who you and I thought maybe had lost a step. She'd been defeated at odds on in her last two starts at Oaklawn Park. But she got back to Saratoga, a track she clearly loves, and ran an unbelievable 113 buyer.
Well, they gave her the early lead, which I was a little surprised they let her walk on the lead. But when it came crunch time and they started to run at her, Nitrogen just took off. She opened up down the lane. She was lugging out. She was out in the middle of the racetrack, but she kept going. She ran the mile and an eighth and 146 and change, just missed the track record. It was a legitimate race. The buyer speed figure came back. I think it was 113. So it looked fast. The numbers came back fast. And obviously, she took a step forward out of Oaklawn, where she has run well before, but she had looked like she kind of stalled down there, and she's back to where she was.
And then another grade one, John, this one on the turf, the New York, a mile and 3/16. They put up 750K there, and you and I had a little bit of fun in this race. We were on different horses. I thought we both had the exacta, but I rooted you right out of it. Portfolio Duration got a very soft trip under Flavian Pratt for Chad Brown. But your horse, who ran second, Ken Kura, who was an Invader, had a tougher trip, overcame a slower pace, split, and really finished well, was going to win in a couple more jumps. I was hugging you. I thought we had the exacta, but you only had a win bet. So I apologize for some bad rooting there, John.
You bought dinner last night. All is good. So the drama of the race, though, wasn't really who won, but who participated. Gazora was in this race coming off a loss at Churchill Downs, and because she lost to her stablemate, Kathy and Marissa, who was also in that race, owner Peter Brandt moved the majority of his horses away from Chad Brown to other barns. So Gazora was making her first start for Bill Mott. Well, Chad Brown had three other horses in here, including fully Portfolio Duration. He ran first, third, and fourth, and the French horse who ran second, trained by a man last name of Grafford. He also trained Gazora in Europe. So the first five finishers in this race were trained, you know, by
previous trainers, right, of Gazora,
right,
and who absolutely laid an egg yesterday. She was done at the 3/8. I think she ran last in the race.
I think she was far back. She was a little closer to the pace, and I thought, I don't think that's how she wants to be ridden. But she got nothing, and Chad Brown was smiling ear to ear in Winner's Circle.
We were talking about that, and Chad's eyes were trained on Gazora. He probably didn't even know he won the race, because anybody but Gazora would have been good for him, I think.
Yeah, he probably asked at the wire, who won?
That's right. All right, John, let's go to the feature today, the Belmont third leg of the Triple Crown, final one that will be run at Saratoga, a mile and a quarter. It's the 13th race today. We've got horses who participated in the Derby, past the Preakness. We've got some new faces. How do you see it, John? I know you were a Renegade fan in the Derby. Arguably, the horse was best that day, got beat a neck by Golden Tempo, who's back in here. What are your thoughts?
Well, first of all, the pace is going to be nothing like we saw in the Kentucky Derby. We had Sweet Six, the Japanese horses, in the Woody Stevens today, and they set a blistering pace, and the race really fell apart, the Kentucky Derby. And after a rough trip, Renegade actually rallied to the lead and got run down by Golden Tempo. The good thing about Renegade is he has shown he can sit relatively close to slow paces, which is probably what he's going to get today, and he can still finish. To me, he's the horse to beat. The one thing I worry about with him, Bob, is that we talked about he wears three-quarter shoes because he battles quarter cracks. If it starts raining and rains hard through the day and they have to seal this track, I would think mud and a really hard track would not be good for Renegade's feet. So that's, and the other thing I worry about, too, if you're looking for value, Renegade, there was a very large wager placed on him earlier a day or two before, so he was 1-5. He is currently still less than 2-1.
Right.
There's really not going to be a lot of value. I like him. I picked him to win because I think he's the best horse.
But you can't take that kind of price.
I can't take that price. And if he doesn't win, I'm going to root for the other Todd Pletcher horse, and that's Power Shift, who's been the regular workmate with Renegade. He's worked heads up. He's actually, I thought, worked a little bit better than Renegade going head and head. He has tactical speed in a race with no speed. He's a lightly raced horse, getting better. I think he'll get the mile and a quarter. And I think if the other guys are worried about a Golden Tempo or Renegade or Emerging Market, maybe they leave Power Shift alone up there near the front end. He could get awful brave. He's 14-1 after the early betting. He's the value of the race to me. I think Todd Pletcher's going to win the Belmont. I'm just not sure with who.
Well, I'm going to hope it's the latter, John, your long shot, because that's who I like in the race, Power Shift. And I like this horse quite a bit in here. I know he's only coming off the maiden win, but he did run in the Tampa Derby, won back, and he didn't break at all that day. I think it's a throw-out race, so I'm not going to hold that against him. He was in there against the Puma and Further Ado. Look, we talked about the Derby. We thought it was a meltdown race. We think there's no superstars coming out of the Derby. To me, this is a spot to take a new face. Stepping up in class, certainly. But as you said, I think if he breaks, he clears early. I think the pace will be moderate. He might get very, very brave out there. And, I don't have a huge amount of respect for some of these three-year-olds at this point. Maybe they're going to show more later on. Now, I will feel kind of bad if Chief Wallaby gets me here, because I was such a big fan of his in both of his last two races. I didn't think he ran poorly in the Derby, had some trouble. I thought he ran okay, but at the price, at the value, as you said, I think I'm getting every bit of 10 or 12-1 on Power Shift today. That's going to be my play. That's going to be my gamble in the Belmont. A good competitive addition, a field of 9 today.
Yeah, looking forward to see how this plays out. And we have to watch the weather and see how, you know, we've got a long ways to go to get there.
John, let's make our radio plays. And since we are here in Vegas and participating at the South Point, of course we want to get that phone number out, and you're going to make a pick from Saratoga. The Lindo Report is both Santa Anita and Saratoga full card today. You've already done one radio show, John, so you're a busy guy. Get the phone number out. Give us your Saratoga winner.
Well, the phone number at the South Point, 866-780-7223. Ask for Steve Johnson. He'll tell you how to get your horse players rate. After the Belmont today, there'll be a viewing party for Golden Knights in the Stanley Cup Final Game 3, which is here. It goes at 5 o'clock Pacific. So a lot going on at the South Point today. For my radio play, I'm going to go back to Saratoga. Race 12, that's the Grade 1 Manhattan, a mile and 3/16 on the grass. The favorite in there, Rhetorical, really good report by Dave Grenick of Daily Racing Form, reporting that Rhetorical's been battling a foot bruise. He's going to wear an aluminum pad today. Now, it may not affect his running style, but at the low price, you know he's got an issue he's got to deal with. I think he's worth trying to beat. I'm going to go with the Euro in here, number 6, Bright Picture. I don't remember the last time trainer Andre Fabre brought a horse to the United States, but he is a terrific record importing horses there. He knows what kind of horse to bring. He only gets Flavian Prat to take them out here. I think this is a horse that's been facing really good company. He handles turf that's fast, good, soft, yielding. It doesn't matter. And at 3-1 on the morning line, I think he catches a field of Americans that he can beat. So number 6, Bright Picture for me, race 12 at Saratoga. And Bob, you're going to go back, and you did your sheet today for Santa Anita. So let's get a Santa Anita play from you.
Races 6, 8, and 10 are my best plays, $144 in the pick 5. A brief Belmont selection there and a little bit of wagering strategy, but I will go to the 8th race. This is the honeymoon, and we're going to have Bob Mazursky look at this race as well, so I'm curious to know if we'll be on the same page or knocking heads. But I love the way number 8, Looking at Diamond, won last time, and this horse is 6-1 on the morning line. These are 3-year-old fillies. She stretched out around 2 turns. She broke her maiden going away. I thought finished up very well. Soul Sisters already come out of there to win. The horse I fear will be Light One Up, who I think will sit second early and be within range. We'll see if she can get the 2 turns. She is the 9-5 favorite. I think that's the exacta box. But as a gamble, I think Looking in Diamond has the most upside, and the price is right at 6-1. That's the 8th race. Number 8 is my radio play. John, some sad news we need to mention here before we go to break. Let's start with Fred Sahadi, who is the patriarch of the large Sahadi family. Cardiff Stud Farm, they owned, and they had so many good horses they owned and bred over the years. And I never met Mr. Sahadi, but I am good friends with Janine and members of their family. And he really was a huge part of the California game, especially going back a couple decades.
Well, not just that, as far as the breeding industry, he also set up the sales pavilions at Fairplex Park, the what we called Barrett's at that time. Those really nice stalls and the sales barns out there, that was all part of Fred Sahadi's build. And again, my best to Steve and Janine. Those are the two Sahadis that I know. And, you know, Fred had a very positive impact on California racing.
We also lost a trainer, and he was a colorful one. His name was Eric Guillot, and Eric was definitely an acquired taste. You either loved him or you really didn't like him at all. He was loud, he was boisterous, he was cocky. He was a Cajun and had some good horses, John. Marino won Whitney, I believe, right?
Right. I remember the video of him walking off into the barn with the wreath of flowers around his neck. And he was known for making a pretty good gumbo on the backstretch. He had those big pots, and he'd stir that up and make it all for the guys on the backstretch.
He had a horse named Lauban. He had a good horse named Champagne d'Oro. He had Salute the Sarge, named after his good friend and mentor, Nick Hines.
Right.
He was kind of Nick's mentor. Anyway, we'll miss Eric. I knew him a little bit, not well, but he had a good sense of humor. Again, he didn't always rub people the right way, but I did like the guy, and certainly a colorful character. We're going to miss him.
He was a good time waiting to happen.
They are in the process of running the 3rd race at Saratoga. Let's go ahead and take our first time out. When we come back, Bob Mazursky from todaysracingdigest.com and Bruce Finkelstein from betonbruce.com. You're listening to a Belmont Stakes edition of Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Absolutely. Say it again, y'all. Absolutely. Now listen to me.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Happy Belmont Day, racing fans. We have 10 big live races here today at Santa Anita Park, with first post being 1 p.m. and many low takeout wagers throughout the day, like the pick 4s, the pick 5s, the $3 late pick 3, and the $5 late daily double. Our feature race today is the Honeymoon Stakes, but my best bet comes in race number 4, where I think number 2, Prince Dulce, is a sweet runner that I think can be king after the race. And today, of course, is Belmont Day. We have a trackside, uncorked, smorgasbord wine event, the Fiesta Santa Anita, featuring the Car Bomb Club, Lucha Libre, and live music, along with a family fun zone in the infield. And, of course, you can watch and wager on the 158th running of the Belmont Stakes right here at the great race place, Santa Anita Park. Head on over to santaanita.com for more information on today and the rest of our great meet here at Santa Anita Park.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known trackman Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and shoot for gate workouts. Take a video tour of Legacy Ranch by going to LegacyRanchInc.com. Or better yet, Farm Motors Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our new addition to the 2026 breeding season, Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner Almond Joy. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980. That's 510-928-4980. And start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. The 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
G'day, this is Michael Rona, and you're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA.
Welcome back, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Bob Ike, John Lindo, we are in Las Vegas today. John, let's talk about our cowbred of the week, and this is an easy horse to like, and she got it done at the big stakes win last weekend.
And that is Almond Joy, who won the Grade 2 Santa Margarita last Saturday. Almond Joy is by Om out of the hard-spun mare Margie's Minute. Was bred by Baker, and Baker is owned by Baker, Baker, Golovko, and Scanlon. Trained by Aggie Ordonez. A terrific job by Aggie Ordonez winning this race, coming back in a week. Almond Joy now has 6 wins from 17 lifetime starts. Career earnings at $615,000. Congratulations to all the connections of Almond Joy.
Before we bring in Bob Mazursky, John, Santa Anita today has a pick six carryover, a 10-race card, first post at 1 o'clock, so that pick six of 38,000 kind of spices things up, and that'll be races 5 through 10.
Absolutely. Looking forward to that. We've got a pick six carryover tonight at Los Alamitos, too, so California is pick six central.
Bob Mazursky, good morning. How you doing?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Doing really well. First of all, wanted to get your thoughts on the Belmont and who you like.
I ended up picking Commandment. I'm going to give him another shot. I know I didn't think he had the best of trips in the Kentucky Derby. Kind of lost position early. Switches to John Velasquez today. I like the fact that there's not a lot of pace in this race, so I think he's going to be up close. Might get first run on the horses like Renegade and Golden Tempo, so I'm going to take him to spring a bit of an upset.
And Bob, we wanted you to preview the honeymoon today. I already gave out my radio pick in there, so I'm curious to know if we're in agreement or disagreement in race 8 today.
Well, Light One Up is the favorite, and she's obviously the horse to beat, but she's doing something new today, stretching out to a mile. If she handles the mile, she'll be very tough. I looked at a couple other horses in there. I thought Daria could run better today. I thought she had kind of a rough trip last time. Then I was really impressed with how Looking at Diamond won last time. I think she's a horse on the improve. So I basically was narrowing it down to those three. So.
Okay, yeah, I was on Looking at Diamond, so I'm glad that's one of the three. John Lindo.
Well, Bob, let's get a radio play from you at Santa Anita on this 10-race card. Some pretty decent field sizes, especially the back half of this card.
So I like number 9, Royal and Rando. He won for 10 last time very easily. Now he's stepping up to 16 for a very hot trainer, Mike Pipey. Joel Rosario sticks aboard. I think there's enough pace to set it up for him again, so I'm going to go to number 9, Royal and Rando in race 9.
Royal and Rando, 9-9 at 6-1. That gets it done. Thank you, Bob. Good luck today. We'll talk again next Saturday.
Sounds good, guys. Good luck to everyone.
Get Bob's selections and all the handicappers at today's racingdigest.com. And, John, we should also mention Santa Anita adding a day. Closing week is next week, ending on Sunday, but they added the Thursday, so we'll have a 4-day closing week.
Right, make-up day from some of the time we lost earlier this winter time. So we start the closing week on Thursday, June the 11th.
Let's talk to Bruce Finkelstein from betonbruce.com. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, John. How's it going, guys?
We are having a good time over here, getting a little warm, Bruce. We're staying indoors where it's 70 and fast and firm.
Sounds good, yeah. Yeah, for sure. It's not, you know what, it's going to cool down a little bit in the next day or two, so we're going to get under the triple-digit mark, I think, in the next day or two.
First off, we wanted you to look at the 10th race at Saratoga, the Woody Stevens. This, to me, is one of the most races I'm most anticipating, Bruce, because we're going to see a rematch of Crude Velocity and Englishman, who ran so well in the Pat Day Mile. This shortens up to 7 furlongs. Englishman made the lead. I thought he was holding Crude Velocity a couple different times, and then that horse just kept coming. Does the shorter 7-furlong distance make any difference to you, Bruce?
I think so. It's going to be close. I still pick Crude Velocity here. I think that was a race for the ages, and I would be a little surprised if they didn't come right back and run huge again out of there. It was two high-quality horses, but I think that could be the equalizer. Not to second-guess the trainer, but I'm going to. I'm a little surprised that Baffert's shortening up Crude Velocity. He got him up to the one-turn mile. I would have thought maybe by now maybe he's going to try 2 turns, so it's a little surprising. Not that the horse isn't capable of doing it, but at 7/8, this is a coin flip. I think it's a very tight call. You'll get the better price on Englishman. I think maybe there's a little more quality on Crude Velocity. I think those two are just very high-end horses. I expect those horses to run 1-2. Maybe you get a little better value putting Englishman on top, but officially, by the narrowest of margins, I'll go Crude Velocity to beat Englishman.
John, we always get 2 picks from Bruce, so why don't you go ahead and get his first out-of-town play?
Well, Bruce does a lot of Churchill Downs. You got a great card at Saratoga today. So, Bruce, where do you want to go out-of-state for your first radio play today?
Let's go to Saratoga in the Met Mile. This is always such a great race. And, we were talking about Nitro earlier on, how she kind of looked like she was kind of going in the wrong way. And I think we all probably prematurely had her, you know, maybe as an also-ran, maybe not on the top of her game. Boy, she turned up the quality. I'm looking for a similar type play in the 11th race that Met Mile on the number 6 horse, Knightbridge. He was a monster at Gulfstream at the one-turn mile. And there is a subtle difference. Those one-turn miles, little slower horses, slower tempo, not that they went slow up front in those races, and he dominated. He cut back to 7/8, and he faced the Japanese sensation Tio Elvis. He was up close, and those were, you know, tried and true sprinters in there. And let's face it, he ran a poor race. I'm willing to give him another shot today. He's that good. He now faces really route horses and mile horses today. I think this will be much more to his liking. He's a horse with speed. He's shown the ability to sit up close without the lead before. got to give him another shot. He'll be the third choice on the program. It's probably the best price he's been in a long, long time. So in the Met Mile, I'm going to take a shot with the 6 Knightbridge to turn it around at 7-2 on the morning line.
And Bruce, come out to Santa Anita for your second play.
Let's go to the first race on the card. I didn't hear Bob's play. I hope I'm not stepping on Bob's play here today. But I really like the second time start of the 4, Tis Alluring, for Richie Baltus. This horse took a bump at the break. Actually, Ooh La La, or Richard Mandela horse, the 3 horse, came out and sideswiped Tis Alluring at the break, and you can kind of see Hector Berrios kind of checking right after the start. She ended up being dead last down the backstretch. I thought she continued on pretty well. She was third at the wire. She galloped out very well past the wire. I expect a lot of improvement. I think there's plenty of speed to set it up, and there's horses coming out of another race on May 9th. I think this was the stronger of the two maiden races that the horses are coming out of. So in race 4, the second time starter, the second time starter of the 4, Tis Alluring, listed at 4-1 on the morning line.
That is Bruce's Santa Anita play going to the first race, number 4, Tis Alluring. And Bruce, tell us what's available today at the website, betonbruce.com.
Full card analysis at Saratoga, great card at Belmont Park with audio. We have the full card at Santa Anita, some very strong racing also at Churchill Downs. We have a late sequence there with audio and also best bets at Santa Anita, all at betonbruce.com.
Busy day for you, my friend. Enjoy, and we will talk to you again next week.
You guys have a great one. Take care.
All right, that was Bruce Finkelstein. John, let's go ahead and take our next time out. When we come back, John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets, and then Scott Shapiro from Express Bet. That'll be the next segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles, AM 830 KLAA, and on the Angels radio app.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. We'll have a carryover in the Pick 6 on Saturday night. The carryover is over $59,000, and with the new money expected to be wagered, the total pool on Saturday should be around $230,000. Plus, night racing's best bets are here. The early and late pick 4. The early pick 4 pools can be over $170,000. And our $10,000 pick 6 promo continues on Sunday night. Every Sunday night will either feature a carryover or add $10,000 to the pick 6 pool. And racing fans, we're open daily for the great simulcast action from around the country, including the great Belmont Stakes program, plus Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, and more. Great racing and great wagering opportunities are always here. Big carryover on Saturday night. The Los Alamitos Pick 6 carryover is over $59,000.
Can't make it to Del Mar from downtown San Diego? The Gas Lamp Tavern is now open for satellite wagering. Located just blocks from Petco Park, take advantage of the great food and beverage menu while watching and wagering on races across the country, including Del Mar. Post time each day is 10 a.m. Get into the action before walking over to your next Padres game. Group reservations and private parties are welcome, too. The Gas Lamp Tavern, 868 Fifth Avenue in San Diego. For more information, log on to GasLampTavern.com or call 619-858-8862. Make sure to say hi to owner Rick Borbo when you cash in your next winning ticket at the Gas Lamp Tavern. See you at the Gas Lamp Tavern soon. From Santa Anita to Del Mar, to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. Betonbruce.com.
Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Welcome back, Thoroughbred Los Angeles, Bob Ike and John Lindo. And John, how about a word from the NTRA and some NHC qualifiers this weekend?
Right, well, you're already qualified for the 2027 NHC, so if you want to take on Bob Ike, there's a couple ways to do it today. First of all, Bob, you're playing in the $1,500 Belmont Stakes Challenge at Santa Anita, so you can do it at Santa Anita or online at ExpressBet. Or you can go online to horseplayers.com. There's a $155 entry pick and pray qualifier today at horseplayers.com. Two ways to get into the 2027 NHC.
Thank you, John. Let's bring in John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets. Good morning, John.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing well. First off, you're a local there. Give us a little bit of a weather update. What are we looking at? What can we expect?
Well, it's certainly overcast. It was drizzling early. It looks like it stopped. You know, in this town, it can rain on one side of the street and not the other side of the street. It's really hit or miss. I think personally that the rain's going to stay away till later this evening, and I think they're going to get the card in with no problems.
Good news, John, on that. And we wanted you to preview probably the toughest race on the card. That's the Jiper, the 5.5 furlong turf sprint, which goes as race number 9. John Hardoon, on my pick 5, I've got a lot of horses marked in there. How'd you see the race?
It is a tough, tough race. It's wide open. I give a slight edge to the number 10 horse in here, My Boy Prince, a 5-year-old gelding for the Mark Cassie barn. Cassie won 2 grade ones yesterday. His horses are all firing here. Jose Ortiz rides. The horse is 2 for 6 at the distance. I think he's going to work out a trip from the outside. I like number 10, My Boy Prince, to win this year's Jiper's handicap.
John Lindo, we always get 2 plays from John, and he gave us a winner at Santa Anita last week, Soul Sister, in the last leg there, $6.40. I think that closed out a huge pick 6 for somebody as well. So,
well, it wasn't us because we're still working.
We're still working. So go ahead, John Lindo.
It wasn't us, is right.
Well, John Hardoon, you did a lot of work. You did Churchill Downs, you did Saratoga, and Santa Anita. So the first play we usually get from out of the state, do you want to go to Saratoga or Churchill for your first play?
Well, let's go to Churchill Downs, race number 9, 6 furlongs on the main track, and I like the number 4 horse in here, Keep It Easy. Corey Lannery rides her trainer, Dale Romans. This horse makes his 3rd start back off of a layoff. He's actually 2 for 4 at Churchill. He's 1 at the distance, a juicy 12-1 on the morning line. I like number 4, Keep It Easy, to upset and win today's 9th race out of Churchill Downs.
Nice price there, 12-1. How about your second play, John? You coming to Santa Anita?
Yeah, let's look at the 3rd race today. I like the number 5 horse in here, Comedy Town. An 8-year-old gelding from the George Papadromo barn, Hector Barrios aboard to ride. I think this horse is going to get a great trip in here. 4-1 on the morning line, number 5, Comedy Town. This is an early pick 5 single, today's 3rd race out at Santa Anita.
As John Lindo said, you did 3 tracks today, Saratoga, Santa Anita, Churchill Downs. Tell us how we can get them, John, and some price options as well.
JONHARDOON.com, 3 best plays, $10, full card, $25. Today we have Belmont at Saratoga, we have Churchill Downs, and we have Santa Anita selection.
Very good. Have a great day. You'll close out that little festival tomorrow, and then you'll have the town to yourself until July.
Can't wait. Thanks, guys. Stay safe and be well.
All right, John, have a great day. That was John Hardoon. Let's bring in Scott Shapiro from Express Bet. Been a busy week for Mr. Shapiro. Welcome back to the show, Scott.
Yeah, good to be back, guys. Thanks for a couple weeks off, much needed, and really excited for today's card.
Yeah, I know. I know you've dived in, and we wanted you to preview. Over the years, one of my favorite races was always the Met Mile. It was run on Memorial Day, and when it'd go out to Hollywood Park, and that would be one of the races they would simulcast. And it's part of this now, this Belmont card. It goes as the 11th race. How'd you see it, Chapper?
Yeah, I have fond memories as well. First time I ever really remember going to the track was when I was 11 at Memorial Day. It was the Jersey Derby when Spendabuck was opted for there instead of the Preakness. And I remember the Met Mile that day as kind of the other deal. And, yeah, it sucks it's not on Memorial Day, and it's different now that it's not the one-turn mile. But you got a couple of stars in here and some good horses otherwise, so we'll take what they give us here. And to me, it's between Nisos and Journalism, not Creative. My concern with Journalism, who was likely sitting on his best effort, second off the layoff, ran, didn't lose much in the feed in with his third in the Oakland, is how far out of it is he going to be? Because he hasn't really shown that much speed other than off the bench last time in two-turn races. So I wonder how far out of it he's going to be. And I do think that gives Nisos, who doesn't really need any edges, a pretty big edge in here. Of course, doesn't have a lot of speed, but I think he'll be ahead of Journalism most likely. And, I mean, he hasn't done any – I mean, talking about not doing anything wrong, his two losses are by a neck to Mind Frame in what many thought was the race of the year last year, the Churchill Downs. And then he lost by a length to Forever Young overseas. I mean, he's a pretty solid resume, to say the least. Baffert comes in hot. I think Nisos is going to be very tough to beat, assuming – the pace is honest, which I assume it will be with Saudi Crown rated by Merit and Knight's Bridge, if not Vibe as well.
I wanted to spend a little more time on this race, John, and get your guys' thoughts. I don't see a lot of these one-turn races at Saratoga. So, Shapper, I'll start with you. It's a weird configuration, a straight-up run into that first turn. Do you think it favors inside, outside? How do you see that?
Well, it's interesting. Yeah, it's not a true one turn. It's like a one and a half. It's kind of closest to Ellis Park, I think, which maybe not a lot of people are familiar with in California, but that's the best thing to look at. And I had a couple of people that have the ability to pull up data pretty quick, look into the Wilson Chute inside outside, and in a 6-horse field or a field less than 9, it really didn't have much of a say in terms of overall. Now, how you see it for today's horses, to me, is a totally different question. But I don't think Nisos, who I thought originally on the rail, is really that misserved, because I just think he's going to kind of fall into a good trip, assuming they separate a little bit.
John, what did you think about it?
Well, you know, the way it's set up, after about a 16th of a mile, they have that little elbow where they make the left turn, and then they straighten out down the backside. So if you're a horse like Nisos, you've got to come out of there running just to hold your position. He's not the fastest horse out of the gate, and with a horse like Vibe outside of him and there's some other speed, there's a chance he could get shuffled back. You know, Flavien Prat has to make a decision. Do I go from the rail? Do I just sit there and let somebody else dictate what happens? That's not usually Flavien's style. Well, so there's going to be some drama there that first 16th of a mile, just who breaks and who can set the pace and get over and get a position. In the meantime, I think Journalism from the outside can just break and settle and wait. And he's going to be dead fit cutting back off a mile, two-turn mile in the 16th race against Sovereignty and White Barrio. I think the race sets up well for Journalism.
Guys, I want to ask you about another horse. You were both, as I recall, against Knight's Bridge in the Churchill Downs. I don't think either one of you had the horse picked anywhere. It was a solid favorite that day. I couldn't really figure out why you guys were so against, but you were dead right. The horse chased and ran poorly. Shapper, any chance for a bounce back today? Bruce Finkelstein picked the horse. I think the horse has also a good look because the two main contenders are not super quick early. I think Knightsbridge makes the lead. What's your knock on this horse, Shapper?
Well, it's not as big of a knock because he's not going to be as big of a favorite. And last race, I just thought he was coming in off a lot of really good trips, and a lot of times those outside stalking trips when the outside's good at Gulfstream can really embellish numbers and just performance. That was my knock then. I like the fact that maybe he overlooked that he draws outside any other potential speed, but he hasn't proven himself at anything other than one turn. So that would be my major knock, and he also hasn't proven himself against the likes of Nykos and journalism.
Yeah, I agree. You know, those races at Gulfstream Park where he was running fast, he was beating nothing. Those are really soft races, and to win these kind of races, you better be battle-tested. So, he, you know, they kind of handed him his hat last time, and you have to know, I think he'll bounce back with a better effort, but how much he bounces back, I'm not sure. If I'm Junior Alvarado, I send this horse out of the gate. I try to control the race from the start and let them come and get me.
Yeah, to me, he's the X factor. I mean, I have tremendous respect for both Nysos and Journalism. I mean, these are just two absolutely top-class horses, but the rail with Nysos is a concern. Journalism that he hasn't won since the Haskell, that, you know, he's not that quick early. I'm going to throw Knightsbridge on my ticket. We're going to see what happens. That's my third horse in my pick five ticket today. Shapper, we need a radio pick from you. Where do you want to go?
Yeah, let's go to the Belmont. Why not? I haven't heard everybody's pick, but I definitely think Renegade is the best horse in the race and the one to beat. But there's a couple things to make you a little bit leery. He only has two works, not three, since the Derby, which is not Todd's normal deal and not what most horses in this race have experienced. And then he's going to have, you know, to prove that he can work out a trip again and close. I mean, the track seems a little more fair today. I think Chief Wallaby is as much the horse to beat, but I think Emerging Market is set in here. This is a horse that I had pegged as a Belmont horse before the Derby. And while he didn't run great in the Derby, I think he really had no shot given the lack of experience, a middle move into the pace. And I thought he fought a little bit more than maybe the running line suggests. A lot of that was nobody was finishing. But I think he's going to have a much different trip from the outside today with a smaller field. I think we'll see the best of number eight, Emerging Market, who is 6-1 on the line. I think he's right in that ball, right in that range right now in the current wagering.
Shapper, good to have you back. Have a great day today, and we'll look forward to next weekend.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Good to chat, and best of luck today.
All right, that was Scott Shapiro. John, let's take our final time out. Toby Callett, we're going to check in with him. He's in South Florida. Final stop will be Michael Rona, the track announcer at Los Alamitos. Big Pick Six carryover tonight. Stay tuned. That's the final segment of a Belmont edition, Thoroughbred Los Angeles, AM 830. KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I want to get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Won't you take me away?
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Happy Belmont Day, racing fans. We have 10 big live races here today at Santa Anita Park, with first post being 1 p.m. and many low takeout wagers throughout the day, like the pick fours, the pick fives, the $3 late pick three, and the $5 late daily double. Our feature race today is the Honeymoon Stakes, but my best bet comes in race number four, where I think number two, Prince Dulce, is a sweet runner that I think can be king after the race. And today, of course, is Belmont Day. We have a trackside, uncorked, smorgasbord wine event, the Fiesta Santa Anita, featuring the Car Bomb Club, Lucha Libre, and live music, along with a family fun zone in the infield. And of course, you can watch and wager on the 158th running of the Belmont Stakes right here at the great race place, Santa Anita Park. Head on over to santaanita.com for more information on today and the rest of our great meet here at Santa Anita Park.
Satellite wagering has returned to San Clemente at the newly renovated OC Tavern. Located just east of the 5 Freeway at 2969 South El Camino Real, the OC Tavern has outdoor public seating, a fully renovated dining room, updated food and beverage options, easy parking, and a great satellite wagering room. Catch all your favorite sporting events, never miss a big race, and enjoy the views of the Pacific. Fun and games await you at the OC Tavern in San Clemente. Come back and check us out.
Developed by Horsemen, Horsebills.com is a cost-effective, time-saving, environment-friendly, paperless revolution of how equine industries bill and receive payments. Vendors are able to generate electronic invoices for each horse, whose owners can pay through the same website with just one click. Say goodbye to stacks of invoices, handwritten checks, and postage costs. Easy accounting for all parties with the highest online security measures. Get started free at Horsebills.com. Simply register with your name and email address. Free to sign up. No subscription fees to vendors until the first invoice is sent. For owners, you get a free account, comprehensive dashboard with information on all horses owned and billing records, ACH and credit card payment options. For vendors, generate invoices efficiently and receive payments quickly from both owners and other vendors. Syndicate and partnership managers get flexible billing and payment options to both vendors and syndicate members. For more info, call 888-938-4643, 888-938-4643, or log on to horsebills.com. That's horsebills.com.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Welcome back. Final segment, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. And John, if you can't be out at Santa Anita today to take in live racing, it's a heck of a good day to be out at the simulcast.
Well, the Derby Room at Fairplex Park is already open. They're waiting to serve you, and they love the Belmont crowd. If you're down in Orange County, first of all, you've got the OC Tavern, 2369 El Camino Real in San Clemente. You've got Los Alamitos open and ready to go, and we'll talk to Michael Rona about that in just a minute. You're down by San Diego, the Paddock on 5th in the Gaslamp Tavern, 868 5th Avenue, all ready to watch and wager on today's Belmont and the Santa Anita card.
Let's bring in Toby Callett. Good morning, Toby.
Hey, Bob. Hey, John. How you guys doing?
We are having a good time. And, Toby, there's definitely some Florida flavor to today's Belmont with Renegade, Chief Wallaby, Commandment all prepping down in Florida this winter. How do you see the Belmont, and what about your Florida horses?
Well, I'm on John Lindo for sure, and I'm on John Lindo 1-2. Big Day Pletcher, I think that, as long as the weather cooperates, as John pointed out, I think Renegade's the best horse, and his other horse is going to get a really good trip near the pace. So, I'm on board, and the horse that Shap mentioned might round it out for me. But there's something I want to talk about at Saratoga real quick. We're talking about the Met Mile. I'm on board. The one thing that I didn't hear you guys mention is Nisos is coming back, from a long road trip. And I've always been one to not like horses coming off that long road trip. And coupled with the fact that he drew the rail, I'm going to look at that race as a gimmick race for exactors and tries and maybe beat him out of all swaps. I don't want to overlook the Todd Pletcher pair, the 2 Vibe and the 3 Antiquarian. Antiquarian loves Saratoga. I'm on board respecting journalism if Knightsbridge is loose. But I think the Pletchers and an old Pletcher employee by the name of Mike McCarthy, old Whitey, they might just dominate this race. And if they do, you'll get paid.
And we had Michael McCarthy on last week, and he was very helpful to our listeners, John.
Yeah, gave out a couple of nice maiden winners. Yeah.
John, go ahead and get Toby's pick.
Well, Toby, they are racing at Gulfstream Park today, so conditions and a play from Gulfstream.
Oh, yeah, it's okay. It's fast and fast. There's 3 dirt, 8 tapita. The 7th race is a 2-year-old race. It's one of my favorite kinds, not because it's just 2-year-olds. They're all first-time starters. Number 2, Rafassi, is a Antonio Sano trainee, one of my favorite angles in two-year-old races. His last pair of works were at 5/8, and they were good works. He's cutting back to 4.5. I love that when they get legged up like that. Jesus Rios takes the call. The 2, Rosassi, to get the job done in today's 7th at Gulfstream Park.
Thank you, Toby. Good luck. Enjoy the day, and we'll talk again next week.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Final stop for us is Michael Rona, the track announcer at Los Alamitos. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Bob.
Well, you guys have a lot to look forward to tonight in the name of a $59,000 pick six carryover. That's certainly juicy, Michael.
Yes, a couple of hot favorites got rolled in last Sunday night's 12-race card of Edberg Million Futurity Trials, and that has generated pick six carryover into tonight, so the pool should be extremely buoyant. Traditional $2 pick six offered at Los Alamitos and on an 8-race card tonight. First leg will be race 3.
And Michael, with the 8-race card, what is the first post time tonight, and what is the post time for the beginning of the pick six?
6:25 is first post for the 8-race program. I don't actually have race 3's official post time in front of me, but it'd be about
Call that about 7:25, about an hour after the first then. So
yeah,
that sounds about right. And do you have a key for us in the pick six, or where do you want to go for your radio play?
It's a challenging sequence. The only race with older horses with exposed form is the 7th. It's the feature. It's a filly and mare allowance at 350 yards. And it's not straightforward by any stretch. In fact, you'd probably need to go 3 or 4 deep to feel comfortable in that race. The other 5 legs, John, are 2-year-old quarter horse maidens. So it's potentially treacherous. I am going to race 8, the finale for the radio play, a 2-year-old maiden at 300 yards. There's a horse at 4-1 that I fancy called Quite Perfect, number 6 in race 8. Turns up as a first-time gelding, first race at this distance in maiden company. Did finish 3rd in a futurity trial at 300 yards in April. But the other 2 races for Quite Perfect have been at 220 yards when the horse was full of run at the end, had a really tough, difficult trip last time out when finishing 5th. I think this is a good spot for Quite Perfect as a first-time gelding to take that step up and find the winner's circle. Number 8, Please Paul, is the morning line favorite. Was very speedy on debut when 2nd from the rail in good time. So he's certainly dangerous. I kind of like the Exacta, to tell you the truth, the 6-8 Exacta box. But at 4-1, Quite Perfect in the last number 6 appeals. So definitely a horse to throw into the pick six equation. Best of luck if you're tackling it, because it is going to be difficult with all the 2-year-old maiden form.
Michael, I'll try to make it 2 weeks in a row. You gave us Mastro's last week, $8.40. So let's do it. And 2 weeks in a row for you, Michael. Good luck on a big night with a big pick six carryover as well.
Thank you, gentlemen. Hooroo.
All right. That was Michael Rona from Los Alamitos. John, I think we've got just a little bit of time here. Let's talk about the DRF product that we like so much, especially that formulator product.
Well, you can bet with confidence when you use the new Daily Racing Form All Access PPs with one of the best in-class products. You now get all 3 PP formats, including DRF Classic, Formulator, which you and I talk about all the time, and Timeform US. Access the most trusted information in horse racing with DRF All Access PPs. Go to DRF.com and try them out today.
4 races in the book, John, at Saratoga. They just crossed the wire for the 4th, and that means we still got a long way to go, but let's get over to the South Point. Let's get our bagel and coffee and have a winning day.
And they're going to restock that hot dog cart for you for this afternoon.
Well, yesterday I pitched a shutout, and I don't want to hear from Mike tomorrow on the show, so I'm going to limit myself to maybe 1 hot dog today. Thanks to Elliot Inside. Mike Wilman's here tomorrow from 8 to 10. Stay tuned. Andy Harris and the SoCal Restaurant Show. Have a great Belmont day, and hit that pick six out at Santa Anita Carryover. Thanks for listening. We'll talk next week.